With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. A new agreement between Monterey County and a local nonprofit will make it easier for unhoused residents to maintain access to their medications following encampment cleanups. KZU's Elena Neal-Sachs has more.
A new memorandum of understanding between the county and Access Support Network will help outreach workers track and store medications for unhoused residents during and after encampment cleanups and sweeps. Elena Ramirez is the compliance and HR manager for Access Support Network.
We will be logging and tracking people's medication for them so that if there are meds that are lost, we can help facilitate with their provider in the pharmacies getting those medications back to them.
Ramirez says it's not uncommon for people to lose important medications amid the upheaval of an encampment cleanup. The idea behind this agreement with the county is that in the event that meds are lost, there will be an electronic record for each person's medications that will make it easier for them to refill their prescriptions. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.
Residents awaiting results from Monterey County on soil and water testing in the aftermath of the battery fire in Moss Landing 2 weeks ago. We'll have to keep waiting. A San Jose State University lab released a report earlier in the week showing unusually high concentrations of toxic heavy metals in surface soil at Elkhorn Slough. Monterey County officials are saying they hope to make their test results public by the end of this week. This is KZU News. I'm Dylan Music.